With a major levee break finally plugged, pumping continues in flooded New Orleans, now about 60% underwater. President Bush and Congress pledged separate investigations into the widely panned federal response to Hurricane Katrina. At the Supreme Court, Americans pay their respects to the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who died this past weekend. The U.S. bombs two bridges in Iraq near the Syrian border, aiming to thwart insurgents' flow of foreign fighters and weapons. And in Moscow, the Cow Parade, the world's biggest international charity art festival, livens up landmarks for a good cause. Ray Bassett, The Associated Press.